Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, Clips of the Week time. And Andy, do you want to kick us off this afternoon?
I do, and it was a warm welcome back to Alan Brazil on breakfast yesterday. And he's still struggling with that Portuguese name.
Sure, I don't want to go on a bit Pogba again, because I'm trying to leave him alone now. But I think when you've got superstars, and he's going to have it with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo Clark.
Why, he's always called him Cristiano, hasn't he? He's almost like, I think that's what his name is. Be a Cristiano Clark was a corker. He's getting the sponsors in as well. More from Alan later, of course. But the big talking point on TalkSport this week was Arsene Wenger's World Cup plans. And according to Danny Kelly, it's actually worse than we feared.
We've got a lot to get through in this hour, including, as I said, the idea of a World Cup every 2 hours.
Don't give him ideas, Dan. No. Really.
And Danny wasn't the only one struggling with the frequency of the tournament. Here's Clive Tilsley.
FIFA are at war with UEFA. FIFA want a World Cup every 2 weeks.
Oh, it's get every 2 weeks, every 2 hours.
I'd go 2 days.
Somebody at FIFA's writing that down. Why not? Why not, as Alan would say. Fisherman's Blues now, and host Nigel Botherway touching on the biggest sports story of the year.
By the way, Emma Raducanu wasn't the only one celebrating last night. Closer to home than New York, Stu Fotheringham won yesterday's Golden Reel final.
Yeah, fair comparison. And to be fair, Stu didn't get the coverage maybe he would have got. I mean, I think he would have dominated the back pages.
The paparazzi are outside his house as we speak.
When he got back from the Golden Reel final, he had a police escort, which was great. Did a lot of tally.
Went to the Met Ball.
I think, yeah, he had a brilliant. He was on Lewis's table, but they gave him a bit of room because he smelt a maggot. I'm sure he doesn't. Of course not.
Big Alan's back now with news of an interesting show this Sunday.
Don't forget, it's Trevor Sinclair coming up at 8 o'clock. Andy Townsend will join Andy Townsend as well.
Wow, that sounds like a good show. Andy Townsend and Andy Townsend together at last.
The two Townsend.
Some strange parallel universe that Alan lives in. Let's go Route 1 now as Perry Groves announces his Norwich versus Arsenal man of the match to Dan Windle.
That could be a huge, huge goal on the recovery of Arsenal Football Club. So I'm going to give it to Aubameyang.
The best 6 inches you'll see all weekend. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang for Arsenal.
Oh, come on, Dan. Grow up.
Time now for the TalkSport Corner of the Week to drive.
Georgie's a Chelsea fan. Hello, Georgie.
You're right, guys. Great show as always.
Thanks, George.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
What was he doing, George?
No, I don't think. Really.
I tell you what, actually, let's just check in with Nigel Botherway on Fisherman's Blues and see what he's up to.
I'm in the middle of an Ian Rankin at the moment, which I'm really enjoying.
Well, we won't invade your privacy. Maybe come back to you a little bit later on, Nigel. Do apologise.
This is Alan Brazil talking Liverpool.
Everyone seems to be talking about Chelsea and City. Man United got mentioned, but again, people are beginning to ignore Liverpool. I don't see why. There was no Van Gogh last night.
I kept an ear out for him in commentary.
He's still out with that ear injury.
Good old Van Gogh. He's easing his way back in. It's been a few weeks for Al, of course. And Alan also chatted to a West Ham fan who travelled to the club's Europa League game in Croatia.
What about Zagreb itself? Are we talking Dalmatian coast here, down by the sea, beautiful? Food and bevy, nice.
We're about 200 kilometres from the coast, unfortunately.
Clearly not, yeah. Then. It's a beautiful picture he painted. It was just 200 kilometres
away.
His
name Nigel Calder, is he? Let's be honest.
Is that his name, Nigel Calder?
No, what's his name?
You're struggling now, aren't you?
I've forgotten now.
Simon Calder.
Simon Calder.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you're creating clips
well,
as you
no
go.
Well, he's no Nigel Calder either. He's Simon's brother. He's, very, yeah.
He's,
more
he's a lovely,
but
he knows more
travel.
About travel than Simon does.
Especially Croatia.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Just in time now.
No, what, just in who? What? Just time.
Just time. Yes. Well, just in time. Just in time to return to...
It's not just in time, Andy.
I think
it's
it is.
Just time. Well, there's just time.
Just that's, time yeah. To return to Fisherman's Blues to hear from fly tying expert and author Barry Ord-Clark.
A few years ago, I made a book in Norwegian for a Norwegian publisher called The Fly Pattern Lexicon. And there were 1,500 fly patterns in there. With the recipes.
Now, yeah, sounds great. Is it yeah. Still in print?
I know what to get my mum for Christmas now, anyway. That's sorted. So, yeah, book in Norwegian.
Sounds a winner.
I mean, well, Andy, I'm gonna get it for you, man. I'm going to find you a copy. It's going to be a... Anyway, is it me? Finally, or just in time, as some people say, we ask once again, why can't Ray Parler say the word fighting?
Sellers Park... is going to be very important that they're not in a relegation battle at the end of the season. So, yeah, no, but I just wish him all the best. He's, you know, he's got that fighting spirit.
He certainly has.
Why can't Ray Parler say the word fighting? Regular listeners will know he has got previous for this.
The fighting position for places, but you are fighting on a lot of fronts. He's going to fart all the way.
You know, there's a big fart on the pitch at Old Trafford. You don't want your players to have a fart on the pitch. Don't let him go in during the January window, Al. When they're fighting the Champions League, you know, he's got that fighting spirit.
It's just amazing, isn't it? He can't say, we're going to have to get him together one day to sit and have a chat with old Kent Garrison.
Yeah.
They're going to have a chat together, aren't they? Yeah. Anyway, well, about Fight Club, as I prefer to call it.
Exactly.
That'll be the film they'll focus on. Anyway, there's the clips of the week. Thanks to everybody who suggested clips that were played. Shane Roach, Ali Z, Lee, the West Ham fan, Daniel Bayfield, Andy Cobbold, Alan Jenkins, Darren McDougall, Andrew West, Roger in Durham, David Mays. They all suggested clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it into us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089 or tweet it to TSH&J. That's TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard the clip go out so we can listen back and pinpoint it. And if it's played, you'll get a credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.